In other environmental news, we turn now to dioxins. You know, it's hard to think of an example when that word is used in anything but in a negative context. These environmental pollutants are known to be toxic to many animal species, and since dioxins work their way up the food chain to humans, there needs to be a clearer understanding of their effects on humans. That's why we wanted you to know about a more than $14 million five-year study that's being launched at Michigan State University. Researchers are hoping to get a clearer idea how dioxins affect human health and to figure out new ways to remove them from the environment. Norbert Kaminsky directs Michigan State University's Center for Integrative Toxicology. He's the lead researcher in this study, and he joins us from the campus in East Lansing. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So considering the dark headlines that always seem to accompany any story about dioxins, I think most of us would be very surprised to hear that in your study you're going to try to better understand how dioxins affect human health. So does that mean we don't really know for sure?
Well, what we do know is that in spite of probably over 40 years now of research on dioxins, most of that research has been done in laboratory animals. And more recent advances in technology and the biological sciences now allows us to conduct some of our studies using human cells and human tissues so that we can have a better understanding of the effects that dioxins have actually in humans. One of the things that we do know is that the effects of dioxins in animal species is actually very diverse. So some animal species are extremely sensitive to dioxins and the toxic effects it produces, whereas other animal species seem to be rather refractory or not very sensitive. And so what we really don't still have a clear understanding of is where humans fall on that continuum.
And this is a way now, because the technology is available, for you to be able to examine the effect on humans without endangering anyone's health.
That's correct. So, for example, one of the projects will focus on the effects of dioxins on the human immune system. So we're able to actually collect white blood cells from healthy donors and actually add dioxin to those cells as they're cultured and then measure the effects of those dioxins on the way those cells function. So that's just one example.
Norbert, give us an idea when you talk about the fact that there's a continuum of effects on animal species. When you see species that are very sensitive to dioxins, what kinds of problems result from that?
Yeah. Well, for example, the guinea pig, which is the most sensitive animal species that we know of in terms of dioxin and dioxin-like compounds, dioxins actually can cause a wasting syndrome that leads to death of the animal, whereas at the other end of that continuum, it might sound funny, is the hamster, which seems to be rather refractory toward the effects of dioxins. So the hamster can sustain relatively high doses of dioxins and does not, for example, develop a wasting syndrome, which leads to death.
And in your research project at Michigan State University, it's a big $14.1 million project. You're also trying to figure out new ways of removing dioxins from the environment. What are the shortcomings of the current ways of cleaning up dioxins, and what needs to be fixed?
Well, probably one of the biggest challenges is the cost of remediation currently, how it's done. Typically, you know, soil or sediment that's been contaminated is removed and then move to a waste facility or perhaps incinerated. One of the areas that we're investigating is the ability of naturally occurring microorganisms to actually be able to degrade and break down dioxins. And if we're able to identify those microorganisms, you can imagine that they, for example, could be used in at least in part for the remediation process.
Now, with the EPA is proposing a plan to stabilize and clean up the dioxin-contaminated sediment and riverbanks in Segment 2 of the Tittabawassee River. So that's that four-mile stretch of the river below the Dow Chemical plant in Midland. In fact, they're now taking public comments on the cleanup. Give us a sense how bad the dioxin contamination of the Tittabawassee Basin is, and also other areas in Michigan that are on the dioxin watch list.
From some of the sampling that the EPA has done along the Tittabawassee, what we know is that there are what one might call hot spots. So there are certain areas that the EPA has identified that have relatively high concentrations of dioxin and dioxin-like compounds in the sediment of that river. And it's quite varied, as you, or at least as the EPA has done that type of sampling. So, again, this represents a huge challenge, both in terms of the financial costs associated with this cleanup, as well as, you know, what it may do to the natural wildlife and ecosystem that surrounds that beautiful river. So these are challenges which the EPA and the community are wrestling with right now.
And if you and I are talking 5 years down the road, what are your hopes for what we'll be talking about that you and the team accomplished after the 5 years and the more than $14 million?
So in addition to having a better understanding of the actual mechanisms by which toxicity occur and having a better understanding of how we might be able to do cleanup, I think the other very important outcome from this type of work is providing better information to our regulators and policymakers so that they can actually make the science-based determinations in terms of what level of cleanup is necessary to make sure that people are safe. So you can imagine that it probably is not impossible to take every last bit of dioxin or dioxin-like compounds from that sediment. But the question is, at what cost, and do we really need to do that? And so we're hoping to better inform these regulators as to what level of a cleanup is actually necessary to make sure people are safe.
Norbert Kaminsky directs Michigan State University's Center for Integrative Toxicology. He is the lead researcher in a new major study that will be done over the next 5 years, looking at how dioxins affect human health and figuring out new ways of removing them from the environment. And he joined us from East Lansing. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.